This episode is brought to you by Monoware. Get premium quality bands for your Apple Watch, perfect for any occasion. Visit monowaredesign.com and use promo code DESIGNREVIEW15 for 15% off your order.
This week on the Design Review, we talk about meetings. How to make the most of this necessary evil.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of The Design Review. My name is Chris, and with me is Jonathan.
Hello, hello. So Chris, tell me, how much of your day do you actually spend designing, like making assets, creating assets?
Well, not nearly as much as I'd like.
yeah, ditto. I would say, okay, if you had to put a percentage, I would say... maybe one third, if I'm lucky, like one third of my day is actually creating assets and doing design, quote unquote.
Yeah. That sounds about right for me too.
And the other 3/4 of the time is pretty much meetings, which is like research, brainstorming, critiquing, and a bunch of other, and then of course just talking about what we're doing and, you know, getting sign off from these folks and getting their input from these folks and blah, blah, blah. That's like meetings, right? It's so much of our jobs are meetings. So I thought this week we could talk about that, of how to have good meetings, because a lot of times I feel like I'm not having great meetings, and sometimes it feels like a waste of time. Sometimes I feel like it could have been an email. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I could have definitely got a lot more. Or sometimes we were like, well, didn't we talk about this already? Things like that. So this week, that's what we want to talk about. Meetings. It sounds boring, but don't worry, we're going to spice it up. Because you need to hear this because it's important. If you're a designer and you know how to have good meetings, you're going to create much better products.
Yeah, meetings are so important, and yet they're not.
So yeah, we're going to talk about that later, but it's how to know the difference. But we thought before we get into all of the how and the what, we would go over some awesome comedic gold by Sarah Cooper.
So this, we found this book on the interwebs. It's written by somebody named Sarah Cooper. It's called 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings: How to Get By Without Even Trying.
Yeah, and these are
which is great.
Absolutely hilarious. So you're going to hear us read them off, and then a lot of chuckling and laughing. We apologize in advance, but these are really good. If you want to follow along visually, there's some illustrations and stuff. You can just Google 100 Tricks to Appear Smart, or we'll throw a link to the actual book in our show notes.
Yeah. But the book basically has like a bulleted list of things, pointers, if you will.
Right.
For people to follow if they've never really, if they don't have anything useful to say in a meeting. And obviously they're jokes, so don't.
Although you could try them. These aren't things not to do. These are just things that are funny.
I mean, you could try them. I wonder if they actually work.
All right, so here's one. Translate percentage metrics into fractions. So someone says... Oh, yeah, we have about a 25% user drop-off rate. The other person could say, okay, so yeah, so like 1 in 4 people.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is this one. It's 6. It says, ask, will this scale no matter what it is?
Yes, so. Literally happened today. Where we're why need a V1 here, people? We don't need to do everything. Think of every case.
I mean, it's a good tactic, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You do have to appear smarter. Just like, oh, we didn't think of that. Yeah, how's this gonna work with 10 million people?
Will it scale?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't think about that. You're right. Not every language in the world is gonna be able to handle that. You're right.
Yeah. The best is, like, in the description, it says, you know, it's important to find out whether things will scale no matter what it is you're discussing. No one even knows what it means. But it's a good question that generally applies. And it drives engineers nuts.
Yeah, well, in my experience, it's been the engineers making the comments about scaling, because that's what they're thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, encourage everyone to take a step back. Just in the middle of the meeting, be like, whoa, whoa, let's take a step back here and rethink this in a deeper way.
Yeah, man, that's so important.
or just not, back. Number four, not continuously while pretending to take notes. And if you're like me, afterward, and be like, I have no idea what any of this means because I wrote so sloppily.
I also like number eight. It says, ask a presenter to go back a slide.
Yeah, interrupting the whole thing.
Yeah. And at the end, it says, like, you know, if you don't have anything good to point out, just sit there silently for several seconds and then just say, let's move on.
Oh, so good. Number 37, use the royal we, even though you aren't involved at all. Yeah, we really need to work on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this book is available. You can buy it on Amazon. We'll have a link for you if you're interested in getting some tips on how to appear smart in meetings.
Yes.
But we also have some actual practical things to talk about.
Yeah. So if you're disappointed, you're missing out on us just reading off things from the internet. Don't worry. We're now moving on to the actual tips and tricks here. The real ones.
So, I mean, you listed off a bunch of things here. So why are these meetings kind of important? Or why do we even need to have meetings?
Yeah, because it's easy to feel like, oh, let's just throw them all away, you know, and just work all the time. But, you know, there's some big benefits and different reasons why we want meetings. So one of them is like sharing knowledge, right? Like you have some expertise or some experience that you can help me on my project. So a lot of knowledge sharing happening. And that kind of goes to number two, creating a common understanding of what's going on. And then that way you can leverage that. And communicating with remote teams is a big one, of course. So that just kind of requires more meetings just to be on the same page of, like, all the things you're working on. Also getting real-time feedback from peers. So sometimes you need to get their full attention for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour to go over some of the things you're working on to get those feedback. Mm-hmm. And this is other designers. This is content writers. This is, you know, the legal team. Like, this is everybody. And I guess it's sort of similar, leveraging other teams' expertise. So, you know, maybe they've done, you know, forms and you need help with that. And getting approval, of course, from stakeholders. This is the one we're most used to of all these, you know, meetings about, like, getting sign off from people who, you know, don't have no business, like, with the rest of the project unless it comes to, like, approving it for it to go forward.
Yeah.
And then there's generating new ideas, brainstorming, things like that, you know, getting people of different background, different ways of thinking into the same room to do things like that. And then, of course, just like working session rooms where you're actually doing some real-time communication to get things done.
Yeah.
Any I missed here? I'm sure there's a ton more, but...
I mean, I think that's a good one. I mean, the big one for me that stands out is communicating with remote teams because we have to collaborate with a lot of various teams in Germany in my job. And obviously they're not, you know, cause they're in Germany. So we end up having to do a lot of phone calls or either like early morning phone calls or, you know, various different kinds of like video conferences. I'm traveling again to Germany. So
yeah,
meeting with people is like, I don't know, it's just a fact of life really in corporate environment.
Yeah, modern day businesses, right?
Yeah.
We have distributed teams all over the world. And
in your company, do you have, I don't know, do you have a lot of like formal meetings where they send out, you know, meeting invitations, or do you have more just like, hey, let's just chat real quick about this thing and then get back to work?
Both. Yeah, definitely both.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reoccurring, you know, meetings that are, you know, always there that are formal. There's formal meetings. Usually when you're meeting with a group outside your group, you want to, it ends up being like a formal meeting, but then there's a lot of the, you know, let's just like you know, they call them like war rooms and different things like that to get into a room and like get something done. So
yeah.
I'd say a little bit of both. And when I was at a startup, you know, I was thinking back because people like knew I was coming from a startup. So that, you know, they would always say like, oh, this is different than a startup. I'm like, no, this is like, it's pretty much the same thing. Like just because you're in a startup doesn't mean you have any less meetings. I mean, like at least the ones I've been to, you know, there's still you still got to talk about a ton of stuff. You know, maybe a little bit less just because there's less people to like sync up with and things like that. But
right.
You end up talking more about a lot of other things because you just need to get things done.
Yeah. Yeah. Same for me. I mean, we have like a lot, like I mentioned, like a lot of formal meetings with teams in Germany. But in general, like I prefer to just do quick, like, you know, 5-10 minute conversations with people and then just do the work, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and like we said at the top of the show, like you can the trouble is, you know, there's two things. One is that you can really waste a ton of time on meetings. Like they are beneficial, but at the same time, there's a lot of meetings that, you know, I've been to meetings where an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours go oh by and I haven't said a word.
Yeah.
You know, like I haven't contributed a thing, you know? And like I keep thinking to myself, like if I wasn't here, nothing. No, there's no difference. Like I'm gleaning like very little information here. And I probably could just like ask somebody at the end of the day and then I'll be just as well off. And I could have been working on the thing we're talking about for 2 hours and have something to, you know, like, so how do we avoid that? How do you avoid bad meetings and really enhance the meetings you have, that are productive and good?
Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of points here to talk about. And they're not from the book, so...
Yeah. So these hopefully are slightly more useful to you. You might not appear smart, but you'll get more out of your meeting. So number one, I think, is the golden rule of all meetings is schedule unto others as you would have them schedule unto you.
Yeah, so make sure that you only invite people who are necessary to the topic at hand. And I would also add, like, make sure that it's the people that you need to make a decision.
Yes.
Because that's really important.
And if it's an ongoing meeting, you know, like you only need them for a less specific cadence, you know, like maybe you do need them every, you know, couple weeks to kind of come in and to this meeting or something, or, you know, maybe you don't need them at all or something like that. So definitely make sure you like, right, look, I remember there's a story about Steve Jobs. I remember hearing that he would come into meetings and he would say, he would look around the table and say, okay, you can leave. What do you do? Okay. Yeah. You can leave and you can leave. And I love that because, you know, like that there's a lot of wasted time. And also like it, the more people you have in the room, sometimes that can slow down the discussion a little bit. So it is good to have the least amount of people. And, you know, I think if you're, you know, maybe launching a project and you want to do some like information gathering, bring everybody in the room to do this big brainstorming thing, fine. But, you know, really try and see, for the most cases, you're going to want to see who you can shave off, because believe me, they're going to thank you. I mean, like, look around at the end, if the end of a meeting ends early and they're like, oh, I'll give you back 30 minutes or something, people are like, it's like they met, like the Pope just walked into the room, like, thank you. Yes, thank you, sir. You know, like 30 minutes back, like, that's great. Yeah. Or if you show up to a meeting, like, and like maybe the decision maker doesn't show up or something, and it's like, all right, everyone, you just feel like a sense of like, oh, I just got like an hour of my life back. This is great.
Yeah.
So yeah, see who you can shave off. That's number one.
I would also add too, like if there are some people that like maybe they showed up, but they're not necessarily needed anymore, like it's okay to excuse people too.
Yeah. And on that note, on the flip side, it's okay to excuse yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's something I'm still learning, just because like I'm a little bit more introverted. You know, I feel like, well, maybe if I stick around another 10 minutes, I'll feel like
I'll get something.
Yeah, I'll get something. Because what if I'm wrong? You know, and that's one thing I'm learning now, is to be like, you know, right, you know, guys, I'm gonna go work on this thing. Do you guys need me for anything? Okay, and then you know. Or can you email me the rest of this, or, you know, whatever it is. And also, there's another beauty, kind of a hack here, is sometimes it's better to record a meeting than to have all these people just sort of join because they sort of need to know. So if your meeting software has recording, like, do that. And then just say, like, and then email the people out. So if they want to know about what's going on, or, and also sometimes you end up spending a ton of time sort of demoing your design to like 10 different people. And then like, oh, you know, Jonathan's working on something similar to that. Jonathan, can you walk him through the thing your project work, you know, you're working on? And then that ends up being like a ton of meetings. So if you've recorded it once, you can just say, hey, yeah, here's a recording of a walkthrough, and let me know if you have any questions. So like that can be a big time saver as well.
Yeah. Sometimes we also have like special guests. I call them special guests, but sometimes, you know, you invite somebody special to a meeting, you know, just for that day or that time, just because, you know, you're talking about a particular issue that involves them. So you invite them, you add them to the meeting. And like maybe the topic that they're involved with is done within like 10 minutes or something, right? Right in the beginning. So like, so two things in there. Like if you have people that you add in, you know, just sort of like temporarily, like try to talk about their stuff first.
Mm.
And then once the topic is done, tell them they can go. Because, you know, if they're really not needed for the full meeting, it's just kind of a waste of their time, as you mentioned, like, you know, being stuck in a room for 2 hours about stuff you're not really involved with is kind of a pointless waste of time.
Yeah. And then you end up on the other side of it, of like you have a project due or something, and the quality of your work suffers because you just haven't had the hours to be able to spend on it.
Yeah.
All right. So number two here is having a clear agenda of like, what do you even want from this meeting? A lot of times, you know, like, okay, yeah, we need to talk about this design problem or something. And you end up talking about it you end up filling the whole hour of talking about stuff, but maybe you don't actually get what you need out of it.
Yeah.
So that can be a big time waste.
It's like such a huge pet peeve of mine is like when people send out a meeting invitation and there's nothing in the invitation. It just, you know, it says like, it's got like a subject, cryptic. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just got like some people. And then, like, that's it. Like, what is this meeting for? Why am I being invited to this?
Especially if it's from someone you don't really know, and you're like,
what
is this?
Yeah.
Interesting. And it just says, like, screens or something, like, reviewing screens. And you're like, okay. It's a great way to get people to show up because, like, they're just so curious as to what the heck it is.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? You make sure you have a goal for the meeting. Okay, what needs to happen? What decision needs to be made? What needs to happen in order for this meeting to be successful? So have a clear goal of what you need out of this meeting.
And make sure you also include like topics and discussion points, questions.
Yeah, and like you said,
all the things that you want to cover
in the notes, like, you know, give as much to people beforehand. So if there's anything they might want to go see, you know, maybe check out this link or this show, look at these images or look at this Envision prototype or what have you. That really helps people sort of prepare and saves you a lot of time in the actual meeting.
Yeah.
And also make sure you have the key decision makers in the room. So a lot of times, you know, you go talking about stuff and an actual person who's going to be able to decide that isn't there, it's useless.
So don't be afraid to like cancel the meeting, you know, if they're not there. You know, just say, okay, we need so and so, either get them here, and if they can't show up, then just say, okay, let's just try to reschedule it. There's no point in discussing things without that person, right?
And also at the beginning of the meeting, it's good to like share that, just to kind of reiterate, hey, we're here because of X. It's just like our critique episode. It's like so similar, right? The critique is just one of the meetings that you'll be in, but it's the same thing, you know, making sure there's a clear agenda and saying it out loud so that everybody's on the same page of like, hey, you guys, we are here to do this and not this. And, you know, this is the scope and this is the, you know, all those kind of things really help you decide.
Yeah. And lastly, I think, you know, it's really important that when you do prepare the agenda, just send it out to everyone, right? Either include it in the meeting invitation itself or send a follow-up, you know, when, you know, as it gets closer to the meeting, just say, here's the agenda. So we use Confluence. So I usually document meeting agenda items and stuff on Confluence. I also add meeting notes. We have the next point about notes. mm-hmm. But I put the meeting agenda on there, and I've actually had it where I've written out the agenda, sent it out to people, and the next day they basically like emailed me back with answers to a lot of the points that I had, and basically we could just cancel the meeting.
And that's the ideal situation. Is the best meeting is no meeting. Yeah. That's the lesson from this whole thing. Is the best meeting is no meeting. So when you, whenever you can, avoid the meeting. And like you said, like this, these better forms of communication can really help out on that.
Okay, we'll take a quick break to talk about this week's sponsor, Monoware. So if you have an Apple Watch, why keep using that same old silicon band? You know the one I'm talking about. People want different bands. So here comes Monoware. They have all different kinds of bands, different styles, colors, materials, all high quality stuff. So if you're feeling something subtle and refined, they got that. If you want something bold and unique, they got that too. Also, I know for certain that they put a lot of effort into their QA to help ensure that the connectors, those are the parts that slide into the watch itself, they make sure that those things work seamlessly and you're getting a quality product. Anyway, here's the deal. You can get 15% off your order right now. Just go to monowaredesign.com and enter the promo code designreview15 and bam, discount. Easy, right? You can also check them out on social media. That would be facebook.com/monowaredesign, instagram.com/monowaredesign, twitter.com/monowaredesign, and pinterest.com/monowaredesign. So remember, monowaredesign.com, 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 and enter the code designreview15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Okay, back to the show.
So yeah, you alluded to it. I think another really important thing to having a really successful meeting and not repeating yourselves in the future and in other meetings and not having this all this valuable stuff that you've cooked up during this, you know, 30 minutes hour meeting is to actually take notes. Have someone either designated to take notes, for you yourself to take notes. And that's another good thing to either send out afterward. I mean, there's so many times where someone's been taking notes, they send it out to everybody, and you're like, wow, I'm so glad, because I would have totally forgot about those action items, or, you know, this and that and the other thing. So it's not just your own things too, it's everybody's.
Yeah. And it's important also, just to be clear, like, don't just like take notes about, you know, what happened, but also document like decisions that people made. And like in your notes, include like who was attending and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it may sound like, I don't know, like a useless like formality to go through like and prepare an agenda and like designate somebody to take notes. I mean, you know, especially if you're working in a startup, it may seem like a lot of extra work just to like, you know, I know so and so was there, so why do I need to like document this stuff? Well, the point is like, in 6 months, you may need to recall a decision that you made in a meeting. And if you don't have it documented, how will you ever remember? Because I know I don't remember stuff half the time. So these are, it's like actually really important. And, you know, just preparing an agenda makes you seem more professional.
it goes back to the tips and tricks. Like, if anything, you know, even if you don't believe that it's a good thing to do as far as having a better meeting, it is going to make you seem like you do. And that does have some importance. You know, you want, as designers, we still have a lot of work to do. We said this in a previous episode about the design culture around, you know, Silicon Valley and to the tech industry as a whole. And we still have a lot of work to do, you know, just because we're, you know, we have these roles that are really growing in their breadth and depth, but people still don't really understand how design fits in the process of creating products. And it's because we sort of come from more of a creative background and this and that. So doing this really helps us look like a serious player and in that process.
Yeah. Which is important.
It is.
Perception. Yeah. People perceive us as, you know, whatever. Just they're creative people. They do weird stuff. They don't sit at desks.
Yeah, especially you know, product designers, and interaction designers, or whatever you want to call it, we have an analytical side. You know, we're in between creative and analytical type of thinking, and usually you'll find people sort of like straddling that middle ground. And so we kind of have to highlight the analytical side, which is like user research and this stuff. And really taking summer number five here is taking time to prepare. All this stuff really goes into that. The more time you take to prepare, like, all the people involved will be very thankful, because it'll feel more fruitful than sort of just meandering here and there, and then, oh, it's over, okay, let's meet again, you know, next week.
Yeah. So the next point is, if you have people calling in, ask them to arrive and set up a little bit early. I mean, we have this problem where, like, without fail, like, our teleconferencing equipment is, like, in various states of readiness. So whenever you go into the room, like, you can almost count on it taking, like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of just, like, getting things set up. Like, sometimes, you know, like, you'll connect the call and, like, the volume isn't working. So you have to go figure out, like, okay, why is there no volume?
Yeah.
Or like you show up and, like, oh, the adapters for the HDMI cable aren't here. How is somebody going to, like, share their screens with people? You know, just like random little stuff like that. So make sure when you go in, like, especially if you're the person that called the meeting, like, go there early. Make sure that everything is working by the time everyone shows up, and that everyone has the stuff that they need in order to, like, have a successful meeting.
Yeah. Another note on etiquette is, if you're somebody calling in, like, all put yourself on mute until you need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I can't count how many times that's been an issue where you just have, like, like, just all these random noises. It's like, come on, like, obviously just mute it, and then when you need to talk, you can unmute. Then again, you get into the whole, like, person's been talking for 10 minutes and they're like, oh, sorry, I was on mute. But it's okay. It's still better. Better. Cutting off side discussions. Man, oh man, this is a huge one. We kind of joked about it in the tips and tricks of, like, let's take this offline. But it's funny because it's such a necessity.
Meetings
just want to, this is like the number one thing that will drain your meeting out of any usefulness, is like these side conversations, because especially when you're creating with a, you're working with a really, complex problem or, you know, product or what have you, there's like all these exceptions and there's all these, you know, little bits of things like, oh yeah, we need to fix that. And you might end up going way too broad, or you might go off on this tangent or this bunny trail or whatever. So it's really easy to just, because you don't want to interrupt the two people talking, to allow them to just sort of keep going back and forth. We're like, oh yeah, well, back at my job, we had this thing. And like, oh yeah, you know, and also because we're all friends, you know, maybe they start chit-chatting about things. And you know how we feel about chit-chat on this show. So being bold enough to moderate that and cut that off is really, really, really important.
Yeah. And, like, don't be afraid to tell people, like, hey, maybe you don't have to say exactly take it offline, but maybe you can just say, hey, you know, if you want to have that conversation, maybe do a separate call or.
Yeah. And if you have a note taker, that also saves some of this, because you can say, okay, well, we'll note that in the notes, and maybe we can come back to it later. Or, you know, if you think it's something we need to discuss in more in depth.
Yeah.
Totally. And again, you can always point back to the agenda. You can say, okay, well, you know, the purpose of this meeting is this, so let's talk about that later.
Yeah. Time wasters.
Yeah, it's a huge time waster. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's like, it's always like, especially when you have like a bigger meeting, it's like, trust me, every other person in the room is thinking the same thing. Yeah. So if you speak up and kind of cut that off and focus everyone back on the main goal of the meeting, everyone's going to be thanking you in their head. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, you wrote here, if your comment isn't directly contributing to the progression of decision making, then maybe you don't need to say it. And
yeah, and then again,
I can admit that I am guilty of that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just like to say goofy stuff sometimes. So,
oh, that's true. It's really hard not to hit in a really good dad joke or like
yeah.
a pun. It's very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, another thing that I've realized is like, if I have something that I know is like, I'm just itching, is to like write it down and like send it off to that person as like a Slack or an email.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's interesting or it might be. They might need help with it. So you can always have like a side discussion on the side.
Yeah. It's a very good point. There's so many communication tools now out there where you don't actually have to like destroy somebody's meeting.
Because
just have your comments offline or online on a separate app.
Yeah. Because the one thing you have to understand about meetings is that only one person can talk at the time.
Yeah.
So is one person's talking, everyone's listening, and not, I mean, maybe some people have the ability to sort of listen and think about what they're about to say, but it's usually either or, you know, usually so one person's talking and either everyone's listening or they're not listening and they're thinking about what they're going to respond as soon as that person's done talking, because they had a point three comments ago and they're itching to jump in. I'm like, that's the trouble with like really, really big meetings is like you have one person talking and you're wasting six other people's time. That's a lot of wasted time. Like that's an hour, that's 6 hours, you know, of time you're wasting, if those six people aren't contributing. So yeah, it is really important.
Yep. I can honestly say, I don't think most big meetings that I've been in were probably not that useful.
Yeah.
Note to people who schedule big meetings.
You know, I 100% agree with that. Like, usually the bigger the meeting, the more you feel like, well, I probably didn't need to be here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like either it could have been recorded, I could have been updated, or, you know, this could have been three smaller meetings or something. Yeah.
Or just an email.
Or just an email, yeah. another pro tip here is... put your phone away and whenever possible, close your laptop. Like if you're not taking notes or you don't really need to be connected, because you know, there's going to be Slack comments, there's going to be emails. Like it's not necessarily that you're on Facebook, like the comic said, but you know, well, I mean, that may be the case, but there might also have works related stuff that's trying to try and grab your attention. And so, yeah, whenever, and also to respect the person who's talking or putting on the meeting, just whenever is possible, close that laptop, put away your phone, and just give them your full attention.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than like asking somebody a question who's there and then like their answer was like, what?
Okay, so I'm sorry, what, can you repeat that? Yeah.
So, yeah. You have dogs?
Yes, dogs, I do have dogs. He's contributing. What he just said was, I'll translate for you, is when when the meeting's about to end, like around the 5 minute mark or whenever you feel is appropriate, start ending the meeting. Like don't just keep talking. Like the worst meeting is when it starts bleeding over into everything else, right? And you just keep talking. So figuring out, okay, how are we going to wrap this up? Okay, well, okay, where are we? And have we come to the conclusion we need to come to? If not, let's do that now. All the remaining stuff, let's cut that off, write it down for next time, or set up another meeting to finish this up. But be respectful of people's time.
Yeah. Especially because sometimes, you know, the meeting room you have might actually be booked for somebody else. And, you know, if you're still talking, you know, past the time and somebody outside is waiting, that's also their time now.
Yeah.
So
that's actually one of the biggest blessings in disguise. Overbooked meeting rooms are a blessing, because either your meeting gets canceled or it has to end on time.
Yeah.
And whenever possible, book the busiest meeting room so that it has to end on time.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
So this one is make sure you document action items for people and include context, because, you know, it's not just about documenting like notes and stuff. I think most meetings should end in some sort of action items for people, either that they need to follow up on and come back in a later meeting and report on, or just based on the discussions that happened in that meeting, you know, people need to go do some follow-up work. So I think, I don't know, in general, if the meeting doesn't have action items, this probably wasn't a useful meeting. So make sure you document the action items. And then also, never, never, never assign action items to people who weren't in the meeting. It actually happened to me one time, and it was pretty awful because I didn't realize I was expected to do something, and nobody told me that, you know, they had assigned me things, and then all of a sudden people were asking me about stuff that was assigned to me, and nobody told me. Yeah. So if you do assign action items to people, tell them and like explain what happened and talk about like, okay, we did, this is what we discussed, and this is, you know, we gave this action item to you because you seemed like the right person, and you know, can you, you know, do you have time to do this even?
Again, like a lot of us will, you know, if we're diligent, we'll write down our own, but sometimes we don't, and a lot of other people sometimes don't, and so doing that, it really helps make sure that the fruitfulness of the meeting, you know, is intact after the meeting's over with, because man, so many times you're like, you're meeting again and you're like, wait, didn't we talk about this last time? Weren't you supposed to do that? Or, you know, like different things like that. So because people go off and they get distracted and other stuff happens. So really important.
Yeah. And going back to the first point about the agenda, it's good sometimes if this is a recurring meeting to add an agenda item about following up on action items. Like, did anything happen with those action items from last meeting?
Yeah, good point, yeah.
You know?
And also, kind of to our earlier points, it's okay to end a meeting early. It's all right. Yeah, so if you've come to the conclusion you need to, or, you know, you just feel like it's not fruitful, or like we said, maybe the decision maker is not there, or what have you, it's totally okay to end early, even if it's like halfway or, you know, or what have you. Just, you don't need, just because it's on the books doesn't mean you need to like fill it with stuff.
Yeah. It actually happened to me one time where in like, I think I booked like a 30-minute meeting, and within like 10 minutes we talked about it, and like we pretty much like answered all the questions in like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guess we're done.
It's the best gift you can give is a canceled meeting.
And you can also excuse yourself if the meeting isn't covering anything else that's relevant for you. So like we said, like either excuse yourself or tell somebody that they can leave if they're not really needed anymore.
And I think for bigger meetings, just to end on this note, is like, I think especially for bigger meetings, like we said, like when it's like 6 or 10 or 12 people, you know, like these big meetings that we sometimes find ourselves in, is like having one person very distinctly noted as a moderator. So that, you know, because a lot of times the tension comes from like, okay, you want to ask someone to be able to leave, or you want to get everyone back on point, but like, it's not your meeting, you know? And so you maybe not, you don't feel like you're able to do that. So if beforehand you can have like, someone designated as the moderator of the meeting, then when they speak up, everyone's like, okay, yeah, we got it. You know, they'll listen to the moderator. So that might be really good, because then that's all they have to think about. And it really keeps people focused. And this is great for brainstorming. Like I said, like brainstorming really works when you do have a ton of people and you're putting up sticky notes here and there, and you need someone to really like focus the room as a whole and shepherd the whole group.
Yeah.
And so it's worth it having that person just mainly focus on that.
Yeah, I mean, usually for us, it's like the person that called the meeting should be the person like kind of leading the discussion. Because it's like, you organize this, so you tell us what you need us to talk about.
Yeah. Sorry about my
dogs. I guess those dogs, they really have something to say about it.
They hate meetings. They just want to go out and play. All right, so that's it. Anything else to add before we end this episode? Or should we end it early?
I had one more thing. Like, one of my hugest pet peeves is people who don't check if a meeting room is booked. I don't know if you ever had that problem.
Oh, yeah.
People
you
just
show up and there's like people in there and they look confused.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you have to go in and tell them, like, hey, I booked this meeting. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, we just, nobody was in here, so. It's like, well, yeah, that's why there's a calendar online.
That's why we have the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I always think that the lights should, like, turn off. Like, your time is now over. This room now belongs to Jonathan Sharia.
Yeah.
And then I walk in the room like, get out.
Yeah.
We have design approvals here.
Yeah.
All right. So cool. We do have a review someone left for us. Dallas2G gives 5 stars on iTunes. Thank you so much, Dallas2G. Nice. He says, yeah. As a designer, I enjoy listening to these guys. Less BS and more relevant UX discussions. Keep it up. Thank you, Dallas2G.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. Hopefully this meeting discussion was relevant.
Yeah, we hope that was relevant to you. Also, thanks to CSSauthor.com who listed us in their best UX podcast this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll have a link to that in the show notes if you're interested.
We will. And we had someone leave a comment on our website recently about show notes. So just a quick note there is if you're looking for show notes, just go to designreviewpodcast.com and you'll see all the episodes there. So we have an episodes page, but it's kind of bugging out right now. So you can't always find every episode there. But if you just scroll through the list in chronological order, everything's there. So you might have to go back a couple pages. That's it.
Yeah. And if you do have some specific questions for us about the notes or something, like, feel free to just ask because we can probably find it for you too.
Yeah, and we also realize a lot of people left messages there to congratulate us on our 50th episode. So thank you to everyone who messaged us there as well as, you know, Twitter and email. Yeah. So we really appreciate that. It's been a long journey, so it feels great.
Yeah. So you can find this show, if you haven't already found it, on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Just search for Design Review. We'll show up right away.
And you can find Chris and I on Twitter. I'm DesignUXUI.
I'm Machine Human.
And you can follow this podcast as its own Twitter account and its own personality and its own mind.
Yeah.
/ it's Chris. at DR what? _ podcast.
Yeah.
AKA Dr. Podcast.
Dr. Podcast. So like we said, you can find this show and all of our previous other shows on the website. It's designreviewpodcast.com. Go ahead and contact us there. You can also leave us an audio message.
Audio message.
Which I hope we get one someday because it would be just great to play it. Yeah. We just want one. Because it'd be great to play it on the show.
Yeah, and if that tool for some reason doesn't work, you can just send us like an MP3 or whatever over email. So that works too.
Yeah. And I want to give a thanks again to this week's sponsor, Monoware. Remember to go to monowaredesign.com and enter the promo code DesignReview15 to get 15% off your order. Well, cool. I hope this chat about meetings was helpful. Make sure you have an agenda for your next meeting, please.
yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it useful. Sorry about the dogs, and we will be here next time.
Cool. Bye.
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 Ruff, ruff. Goodbye. That was my dog. I was not making a voice.